Bruchim Abom, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night Parsha class. Tonight we're going to be discussing Parsha's Va'eschanan. Before I begin, I would like to ask everybody to please put your phones on mute so that we're not disturbed. And I'd like to offer some time to everybody to ask a question if they have anything to ask. And if I can answer it in a timely manner, I would love to do so. So let's begin our weekly lecture. Today's date is Yud Aleph of Tov Shin Pei Beis, corresponding with the English calendar, August 8th, 2022. Just to bring to your attention, this coming Friday will be that famous day called Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is known for very special events that take place. The Mishnayos talks about it in Masechta Tainis Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, and the Mishnayos Mevo'oreis brings down six special reasons why Tu B'Av is considered a very festive and happy day. Just read part of the Mishnah just to give you an idea. There were never days so happy and joyous as 2 days, as the 15th day of Av and a Yom Kippur. Naturally, it would require a shiur of its own to explain you the six reasons why Tu B'Av was special, but it would suffice to mention one. On Tu B'Av, it was a national holiday for the Jewish people because the Kohanim, the Pirchei Kohanim, the junior Kohanim, who were instructed to stop learning and being in the Beis HaMedrash to study their laws of Kahuna, that they were obligated to go out in the field and chop wood and have the wood dry in the fields throughout the summer months. Wood was needed for the Mizbeach, and if the wood was moist, it would become wormy. It would attract worms, and that would invalidate the wood for the Mizbeach, and it would make the Korban puzzle. So the Pirchei Kohanim would have to stop learning somewhere, let's say in our calendar, would be somewhere at the very end of June, when the sun became intensely hot, in the position, of course, where it was showing its strength, and somewhere by Tu B'Av, which was somewhere in mid-August, they would stop the cutting of the wood and spreading the wood out. In other words, this job had to come to an end, because the intensity of the sun was no longer that strong. Having said that, the Jewish young Pirchei Kohanim were able to go sit and learn and continue their studying of the Kahuna. They're sitting and learning, or we'll use it in more common term, they're sitting in Kollel, made it such a joyous day that it became a national holiday. The entire Jewish people had celebrated their returning to the Beis HaMedrash, and therefore it was something to behold. That's one of the reasons that's mentioned in the Mishnayos Mevo'oreis. So it would be suffice to go into just that, and that would be sufficient. I would like to move on, though, with the Parsha HaShavua. This week's Parsha, it's really one of 12 parashios of the concept that surrounds the Churban and the consolation that followed till Rosh Hashanah. In total, there are 12 weeks that are devoted to this whole period of time, the destruction of the temple and the consolation and so forth. It goes for the Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, it goes from the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, and it concludes by Rosh Hashanah. The first 3 weeks are the 3 weeks preceding Tisha B'Av, and the Haftoros are all different than the way they're supposed to be read, because usually a Haftorah has alludes to some of the Chumash that has been read, but because of the event of the Korban, it does not talk about that. Like we know, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av was the Shabbos Chazon. The vision of Yeshayahu talks about the destruction of the temple, and the following seven Shabbosos, which this week is going to be called Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos of Consolation, where 7 weeks we again change the Haftorah to talk about how Hashem is consoling the bereaved Jewish people for their destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, the last 2 weeks will be the weeks pre Rosh Hashanah, which talks about Teshuvah. So, nevertheless, I've given you some historical insights. We're going to focus on Parshas for Eschanan, and in a certain sense, I will show you how beautifully fit will be the message that we're going to try to derive and promote from Parshas Vo'eschanan. Parshas Vo'eschanan is a parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu is in his 37 days of being with the Bnei Yisrael, is speaking to the Jewish people, encouraging the Jewish people, and I'm going to be picking a very specific part of the parasha. If you would like to follow me along, it's in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Mem Aleph. A very interesting part where Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about a mitzvah that he cannot fulfill, but it'll do his utmost to do whatever he can to fulfill the mitzvah. What is that mitzvah? So let's read it in the Chumash. Oz Yavdul Moshe Shalosh Orim Be'ever HaYarden. Then Moshe Rabbeinu had set aside three cities on the other side of the Jordan, Mizrach HaShemesh, towards the east. These were the three cities that were for the Orei Miklat, for those unfortunate Jews who killed someone accidentally and had to run for safety so they wouldn't be pursued by the relative of the deceased. And he set up the three Orei Miklots, as the Pasuk continues on in Pasuk Membeis, Lanu Shama, to flee there, Rotayach, the murderer, Asher Yirtzach Es Re'ehu B'Vida'as, who murdered his friend without knowledge, who lo sonelo mitmol shalshom, he didn't have any hate towards him, not yesterday nor the day before. It was an accident. V'nos alachas min ha'odim ha'el v'choi, he'll flee to one of these cities, and there he will live. This was an unusual mitzvah, because the mitzvah was really not being fulfilled at all, because Moshe Rabbeinu did not come to Eretz Kena'an. Moshe Rabbeinu died on this side of the Jordan, and the only time the cities of refuge would be intact, would be functioning, would save the person who would kill accidentally, was only after the Jewish people settled in Eretz Yisrael proper. And then when all of the cities were set up and settled, that's when the six major Ori Miklots would be functioning. So what has happened over here? So the Medrash gives Moshe Rabbeinu a special title. The Medrash talks about this act of Moshe Rabbeinu, that even though he could not fulfill the mitzvah properly, but the Torah, he brings down the Medrash, a very famous Medrash I will bring out from my Rebbe Sefer Chidekel, Zeich Nishmas, my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Dov Keller, Zeich Tzadik Levracha, as he quotes the Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara in Makkos says the following in Makkos Yud, Daf Yud, Omer Aleph. Dovesh Rab Simoi, my Dachsiv, what does it say? Oyev Kesev, or Yisba Kesev, it's a Pasik in Keheles, Perikei, Pasik Tes, as part of the Pasik. What does it mean? Says the Medrash, Oyev Kesev, or Yisba Kesev, Zem Moshe Rabbeinu. This refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Whoever loves money will not be satisfied with money. Shaya Yodeya She'en Shalosh Orim Sheba Ever Hayarden Kotros. He knew that the three cities that he's going to set up will not function and save anybody who will kill someone accidentally, because we needed the three other cities, in total of six, on the proper side of the Jordan in Eretz Canaan. But he wasn't going to go there. But he wanted to do as much as he could. And he said, Mitzvah Shabbat Yodi Akayimena, the mitzvah that comes to my hand, I will fulfill. That's the meaning of the Pasuk in Keheles, Oyev Kesev or Yispa Kesev, this referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? Money, a person who loves money will not be happy with money. That means to say, if a person has $100, he will want to own $200. And if a person owns $200, he wants to own $400. No matter how much a person has, a person wants more. That's embedded in the value of money, and that's human nature. Says Koheles in the Pasuk, Oyev Kesev La Yispa Kesev, Chazal tell us that's referring to Moshe. Oyev Mitzvah La Yispa Mitzvah. He loves to do mitzvahs. He's not satisfied with doing a mitzvah. He wants to do another mitzvah. Here, he's not going to even fulfill the mitzvah completely. But as much as he can, he's going to try. I will quote you further on, as it's brought down in the Sefer, Kidekel, Omer Rav Nachman, Misha Oyev Teira, Enei Sova Teira. If a person loves Teira, he will not be satisfied with the little he's learning. Dovaracha Oyev Kesev, what is it meaning? Omer Rav Yitzchak, Misha Hu Oyev Mitzvahs, whoever loves to do mitzvahs, Enei Sova Min HaMitzvahs. He's not satisfied with doing another mitzvah. And same thing with Moshe. Even though Hashem said, you are not going to cross the Jordan. Moshe said, I won't be able to go set up any of the Ori Miklet. Immediately the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu set up the three cities, even though they were not going to function. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. What the Parsha is telling us, and the theme which I am going to carry through the Parsha, is that Moshe Rabbeinu seized the moment. There was an opportunity to do even a part of a mitzvah, even though he wasn't going to react to a complete mitzvah. But he seized the moment, and we have to develop this idea, and this will bring out a very powerful message from this week's Parsha, Parsha V'Eschana. We know the Gaon El Yoamaya Baruch Zecher Tzadik Levracha brings out from his Sefer Peninei Das a wonderful message over here. And what is the message of Oyev Kesev or Yispa Kesev? He says the following. And this week's Parsha, this Parsha also has the Krishma. The Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alakenu, Hashem Echad. Then the Parsha continued, V'ahavta es Hashem Alakecha, and you shall love Hashem your God, b'chol avavcha, with all your heart, b'chol nafshecha, and with all your soul, b'chol mi'aydecha, and with all your might. What does that mean? With all your might. So, Reb Elyo Meir Bloch Tzitzal, a beautiful insight. whenever you have an urge to do ma'oid, a mitzvah ma'oid, in the word ma'odecha, we translate the word ma'odecha with all your might, referring to with all your possessions, with all your money, says the Rosh Hashiva, that tells the Rosh Hashiva, whenever there is a ma'oid in your life to do something, do it to with Avas Hashem. It teaches us you should direct it for Avas Hashem. B'chol mi'aydecha. Whenever there is a ma'oid, a light, and when you're excessively prone to do a mitzvah, do it ma'oid for Hashem's sake. Let me read from the Sefer. Shekol rega shel ahavav v'chavivus. Whenever there is a feeling, an emotional feeling of love and dearness, shemarikis sha'odim benavshai, that a man has in his soul, b'chol matzav, in any part of his existence, ha'chiyu v'lov l'nitzlai, u'l'yachdoi, u'l'ishtamish boi, li'avas Hashem yisparach. There is a chiyu from the Mishnah, from the Pasuk, that we say every day in Shema, whenever there is something ma'oid, a lot, a great amount of emotion that's driving you, that ma'od, ma'odcha, you should devote that ma'od to Hashem. That's the message that the Rosh Yeshiva said, which is such a powerful message. We have many such examples. In other words, again, I'm going to repeat this many times. The Rosh Yeshiva says if there is something that drives you a lot in doing a mitzvah, in ma'aydcha, devote that and direct that to Hashem. Seize the moment and you'll get maximum reward, maximum credit. We find this all through different mitzvahs that we do. We have the mitzvah of Bikurim. We know the mitzvah of Bikurim in Parshas Kisavo, a special mitzvah. Let me quote the pasuk: "V'lakachtu mereshis kol pri ha'adama asher tovim me'artecha." When you come to the land and you have been blessed with a beautiful crop, you should take the first of the fruit of the land. And you, what should you do? Asher tovim me'artecha, asher Hashem alekecha nosein lach, the land which Hashem your God gave to you. V'samta batena, put it into a basket, v'alachta el amokim, and bring it to the place, asher yivcha Hashem alekecha v'shaking shmaisham, which means the Beis HaMikdash. And as we know, the halacha is, it goes with tremendous amount of pomp and pleasure, with singing, dancing, and with parading. The entourage attracts people from all over the place, from all over the cities that are in the way of this of this parade. Come with simcha. What are we doing? So explains the Rosh Yeshiva the following words. The acha ha'odem yiga v'omo b'charisho b'zviya v'shar avodas akarka. After the person puts so much toil and effort and work into plowing and to sowing and to harvesting the land, u'mechaka lirais peiris ma'im amolai, and he's hoping to try to get the fruit of his labor, saif at the very end. Kishiraya Bikurim, when he sees the first fruit, v'sameach b'hem simcha gedayla, when he has a simcha gedayla, tzivtsa ha'teva sha'olav l'hakriv, or l'hevi es bikuri ha'peres b'simcha gedayla l'shamayim. The Torah is commanding to seize the moment. Take the first fruit and give it to Hashem. Show avas Hashem. And you will be blessed with a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. We find the same thing by giving our first born. We have the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. We're all familiar with that mitzvah. In Parshas Boy, we know in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk, Beis, Kaddish, Likol, Bechor, Petah, Korechem, Bivnei Yisrael, Ba'odim, Ba'abahim, Elihu, the first child that leaves, that comes out of the Rechem, of the womb, either from the woman or from the animal, belongs to Hashem. The first belongs to Hashem because the first is the precious. You give it to Hashem. Show your love to Hashem. And there you seize the moment and you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I even want to add one on my own. And you all are very familiar with the story with Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was kidnapped and he was away from his father for 22 years. Finally, they were reunited. I'm not going through the whole story. It's a very interesting and long story, but we know they were reunited. And finally, Yosef HaTzadik harnessed his chariot to be Machabed his father, and his father, Yaakov, this elderly Jew, is coming towards him. What does Yosef do when he meets his father? He hugs him and kisses him and cries. What does Yaakov do? He's saying Krishma. The Mefarshim asks, saying Krishma that moment? Why then? You could say it a moment before. You can say it a moment after. Why at the moment when he meets his son for the first time in 22 years? Why in the world did he wait to say Krishma just then? And the Mefarshim explain, because he waited all this time to fulfill the Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol mi'aydecha, to show his love. Here he wanted to seize the moment. He had the greatest, most choicest moment in his life, because this is when he thought Yosef was dead. And now he discovered that Yosef is alive and he is a king and he's a ben Torah and he's observing the mitzvos. This was his greatest simcha. He wasn't going to give that up for a kiss. He went ahead and he said, Hashem Ma Yisrael, Hashem Olakeinu, Hashem Echad. I love you, Hashem. V'yahavta es Hashem Olakecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha v'chol mi'aydecha. He sees the moment. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us. You got to learn to seize the moment. And that will give you enormous credit, enormous olam haba, enormous reward. All of our history is full of these moments that were nabbed and seized. I just picked two or three examples. There are many, many more. Had Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped into the Yamsuf and the Yamsuf split at a time when the Yamsuf was arguing with Hashem, should we split, should we not split? Nachshon ben Aminadav sprang into the water. He did not pass his deep water test. He was not a lifeguard. He did not go to Red Cross swimming instructions. He jumped into the river, into the Yamsuf. He seized the moment, and it was a miracle. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen seized the moment, where Moshe couldn't operate and couldn't make a decision. Pinchas seized the moment, and he decided to take the law in his hand because that's what the moment required. And he saved the Jewish people from destruction. 24,000 people already died. Esther Hamalka seized the moment. She said, I'm going to go into the king, even though I'm going to probably get killed. And the Medrash says the man with the sword was ready to kill her. He was just waiting for the scepter to be stretched out. When at that last moment, King Ahasuerus saved her life. Our history is full of moments that were seized. And we just finished with the story of the Churban. Famous story with the Romans capturing boys and girls, and bringing them to Rome to do illicit actions of promiscuity, immoral actions. And the girl said, and they knew why they were being sent to Rome. They asked the boys, who are Talmidei Chachamim, young boys, will we get Olam Haba if we lose our lives and drown? And they said yes, and they quoted a pasuk. All the girls jumped in and they died. What did the boys do? Followed the girls. They seized the moment. There was a tremendous amount of Avas Hashem. Yes, Avas Hashem is a message. What Moshe Rabbeinu tried to portray and promote in Parshat Va'eschanan. Rav Elyoh Meir Baruch Zitzal carries on in the Peninei Das and goes and tells us our behavior in our common day lives, having it normal functions between husband and wife. And I'm adding this on my own a little so to make it a little clearer, that there's a love between a husband and a wife, and there's a deep love between a husband and a wife. They marry and they love each other. There's a reason for this love, so that we should have some kind of a role, the model, role modeling to Hashem, says the Rosh Yeshiva. Let me read what he writes. He writes the following. It's not just for Avas Hashem. And those emotions and regoshim and feelings that people have while they're alive in this world, noton v'notzro, bo, are embedded and are formed in him. Be'iker b'shvil tachlizel la'avodas Hashem. We have to feel love to our spouses and to each other. So by that role modeling to loving someone who we are close with, we can now transfer that love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki zayis hi kol atzmusa uka ma'amusa shel ha'neshama. This is the essence and the purpose that we are, we have here with the neshama. Shehi chelk eloka mima'al. This is a part of the portion of our life above. That it shall extend the love and to its source to Hashem, our Creator. This whole idea of loving one another is a part of Avodas Hashem. It's not for naught. We have what to learn from. There's so much in it for us to appreciate. So therefore, when we talk about Oyev Kesev, La Yispa Kesev, the Hainan, I'll quote again, Oyev Mitzvahs, La Yispa Mitzvahs, the person who loves to do mitzvahs will not be satisfied with doing a few mitzvahs. She HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nata Ba'odam Regesh Avol Dvarim Yekodim Otaklis She'ishtamash Bar La'aves HaMitzvahs. Hashem embedded us the desire to love other things in order for us to realize that just like you love other things, physical things, you can apply that to mitzvahs as well. And that is the source of our drive. When we have a drive for money, Hashem put that drive for money originally for it should be a drive as a role model for mitzvahs, right? We have Oyev Kesev Layispa Kesev, who want more and want more and want more. And we all know Hashem works with us Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure. We say in Shema, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you shall love Hashem your God b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ni'edecha, and with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Hashem pays you back midah keneged midah. If you love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, Hashem will love you with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his might. Midah keneged midah. This is how Hashem applies himself to us. And now we can understand how Parshas Va'eschanan is called Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos of consolation, because this is the Shabbos where Hashem is bringing out Moshe's attributes of loving mitzvahs and showing love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Hashem in response will show his love for us. And don't we daven every night, Avas Olam Beis Yisrael Amcha Ahavta? We say, you Hashem, you have shown an Ava forever. You have taught us Torah. This is the love. You taught us how to love you. And by loving the Torah, and we love you, and this is how we express our love and our closeness to you, Hashem. I would like to conclude this shiur with a very dramatic story that most of you already know, but I would like to read you from the Gemara in Brachos, the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, and we'll bring out what it means, Avas Hashem, true Avas Hashem. We have a problem with the word Avas Hashem. It's been used very freely, Avas Hashem, Avas this and Avas that. We really are very, very distant from Avas Hashem, to love Hashem. The Ava that took place many, many, many years ago, or Ava that was real, that occupied the mind and completely enveloped the soul, that they had given up their lives for learning Torah and for everything. The story of Rabbi Akiva will express that. We have a lot to learn from our history. But nevertheless, it's in our DNA to love Hashem with all our heart, soul, and might. And we have to learn from our ancestors, we have to learn from our role models, and we have to learn from our history how to show our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Brachos, Taf Samach Aleph on the Beis, talks about Rabbi Akiva. Parmachas, this is Amid Beis, Amach Aleph Amid Beis. Parmachas, there was once a Gezerah Malchus HaRishah. The Romans made a terrible Gezerah, a decree, Shavo Yasku Yisor B'Torah. They should not learn Torah. Vor Papus Ben Yehuda Umasa Rabbi Akiva Shoyim Ha'ako Kihilas Berabim. Papus Ben Yehuda saw Rabbi Akiva gathering entire groups of people around him teaching Torah, Va'osi Batorah. Omalei, Akiva, Papas Ben Yehuda says, Akiva, Iata Misyore Mipne Malchus? Aren't you afraid of the Malchus, the Roman Emperor? Omalei, Rabbi Akiva answered, Papas Ben Yehuda, Em Shalachom Marshal, I will give you a marshal. The Mahadova Daimer, to what this is compared to, the Shual to an ox, Shahoyim Mahalach al Gavha Nohor, that was walking by the banks of the river, Vada'a Dogim, and he was seeing Dogim fish, Shahoyim Miskapsin, Mimokim Lamokim, that were gathered from one place to the other place, and they were rushing back and forth. Omalahem, the fox. Remember, this is a marshal, of course. Omalehem, he said to them, Mipnei ma atem borachim, why are you riding around? Omulo, they said, Mipnei rishtais, shemevien oleinu, bnei adam, because of the nets that people are throwing at us. Omalehem, so the fox said, the sly fox said, Ritzainfim, don't you want shetalo liyabasha? Come on the dry land. Venedor, anivatem, we can be live together, Kishem Shadow Avoisai, like our fathers have. Im Avoisaichim with your fathers. Amulo, Atahu Sha'imim Alecha Pikeach Shibachayas. Are you considered the wise fox from all of the animals? Loi Pikeach Atah, you're not smart at all, Ella Tipu Shata, you're foolish. Uma B'mokim Chayoseinu. In places where that's our dwelling and our habitat where we live. on the Misuren, we are afraid, B'mokaim, and therefore, of course, we might be captured. B'mokaim, Misasenu, in the place where we'll for surely die, on dry land, Alachas Kama V'Kama, we will certainly not survive. Said Rabbi Akiva to Papas Ben Yehuda, Afanachnu Achshav She'anu Yoshim V'Oizkim B'Teira, We are going to be Isaac by Torah. Shekasa ba ki hu chayecha v'erech yamecha. The Torah is our life and the length of our days. Kach im ani holchem u'mevatel mimeno. This is Rabbi Akiva speaking. If we would stop learning, alachas kama v'kama, I'm dead. I'm finished. Amru lo hoya yamim ma'utim. And the Torah, the Gemara continues on to say, there wasn't not long after this whole incident that Rabbi Akiva and Papas Ben Yehuda had spoken, and there was Mu'atim Achi Tafsu Rabbi Akiva. They called Rabbi Akiva v'chavshu bebeis ha'asurim v'tafsu v'papas Ben Yehuda, and they also caught Papas Ben Yehuda v'chavshuhu, and he was in prison. Etzro, next to Rabbi Akiva. Omalei Papas, mi hayveyucha? Papas, who brought you? Omalei, so Papas said to Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she nitvas al divrei Torah. You were brought here because of divrei Torah. Oili, woe is to me, the Papas she nitvas al dvarim betalim. I was taken for foolish reasons. B'shon, the time Shoitiris Rabbi Akiva, when they took Rabbi Akiva Lahariga to kill him, Zman Krishma Haya. This was the time of reciting the Krishma. V'hayu sorkim es b'sarai b'masreikai shel barzel. And they were combing his flesh with combs of metal. V'hayu makabal olav al oil malchus shemayim. He was saying Krishma with all of his kavana. Amaro Talmidov, his student said, Rabbeinu, Atkan, until now, this is the time you're saying Krishma. Amalehem, Rabbi Akiva said, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitztayer, all my life I was in pain. Al Pasig Zeh, on Bechol Nafshecha, when will I fulfill Bechol Nafshecha? Afilu Neitolus Nash Nishmascha. Amarti, Masai, Yavi Layadi. When will I be able to fulfill this and it will come to my Vayakayimeno, Vahakshav Shaboli Yadi? Now I can fulfill this in my hand, Vayakayimenu. I shouldn't fulfill this, and therefore they killed him with the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And it says over here, his neshama went up to Shemayim, and Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Sheyatze Nishmascha Be'echad, and this is how Rabbi Akiva left this world. The story of Rabbi Akiva is light years away from us, but we shouldn't forget that the story of Rabbi Akiva is part of our history. And if we know how Rabbi Akiva learned Torah, then we could appreciate what it means to learn Torah Lishma. Torah with all your heart, Torah with all your soul. We are not anywhere near that level, but we should know that that level is in our DNA. We have to know that Parshas Bo'eschanon is the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu reveals to us. If a mitzvah comes to you, don't let it become sour. Mitzvah Boliotra Al Tach Mitzena. Don't let it become spoiled and sour. Any mitzvah you have, grab it and cherish it. You don't know how great it's going to be in the world to come. We have to realize with our moment of seizing the moment, and every one of us have different moments that we can seize. Each of us have different challenges, whether it's in business, whether it's at home with family, whether it's in shul with friends, whether it's on a vacation period, or whether it's simply in the middle of a conversation with a friend, having a good time, We all have that moment of doing the right thing and seizing the moment. And when you seize the moment, that's a makom, it's a place of olam haba. Let us conclude this parsha, the parsha of Shabbos Nachmu, the Shabbos of consolation, that we show Hashem, Avas Hashem, by seizing the moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with a true nechama, and we will climb level after level after level until we reach Rosh Hashanah, the ultimate goal, that we should reach our goal with tshuva and kapara, and may the Jewish people be blessed with a year of happiness, prosperity, and parnasa. Have a wonderful week. Sei gesund und a gute Woche.